called on Alice to live in a lonely castle so far from the city. Tonight it was even harder because the storm frightened her. It's not a good night for ghosts, she thought. She put some more firewood into the fire. She knew she was only fooling herself. She knew the ghost would be in the chapel again tonight. She had seen every night since she had moved into the castle. She went to the large window and slowly moved the curtain apart. She could see the chapel down the hill. A flash of lightning lit the sky for a moment. She looked out again. This time she saw the glow coming from the chapel. Her ghost was waiting.